Hey, Roy, my name's Steve. You hit my car in Marsh's parking lot, left me a note. Please get a hold of me.
Hello?
Hello, Steve?
Yes.
It's Roy. I left a note in your car over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was me.
I appreciate you leaving a note.
Oh, no problem at all.
I mean, I haven't had a chance to get to a body shop or anything yet.
I didn't actually ding it. No, that was a ruse.
It was.
Yeah, see, is what I'm doing, I'm trying to accumulate phone numbers. I'm going to develop a phone book based on what kind of car people drive.
Really?
Yeah, so you're going to be in the phone directory. It's going to be a new phone directory. I'm bringing phone books back. You know how phone books have just kind of disappeared over the years because of the internet?
Yeah.
Well, I'm bringing the phone book back, but I'm going to arrange all of the phone numbers by what kind of car the people drive. And it'll be easier to look up your friends that way.
Right?
Yep. What year was your car?
My car is a 2004.
Okay, perfect. All right. That's a subcategory.
Is why I say it's because there's a ding in my back fender, and I had noticed it, and I got to looking around, and yeah, my car is 1 of 400 made.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I didn't do that. I don't even own a car. I just put the note on the window.
That's why I was wondering. The thing was parked out in the middle. I'm like, what was anybody even doing near my car?
No, there was no ding. That was a lie that I told you. I want to get as many people in the phone directory as I can, and people are never willing to just give me their number, so I have to trick them all.
Well, how do I know that? I mean, I don't know. So I want to be in the phone directory.
Wait, I'm sorry, you're cutting out. What was that?
I said, I don't know, so I really want to be in the phone directory.
Oh, well, there's no opting out. I have your number, and I'm putting your car and your phone number in there. Oh, could I get your address, though? I'll just put your address in there.
No, negatory.
Oh, all right.
No. Nope.
I'll check whitepages.com. Maybe it's in there.
Probably not.
Never know.
Never know. I really don't want my name in there, to be honest with you.
Yep, your name, your car, make and model, and year. Thanks for the year. And your phone number. It's just so people can look you up easier by the type of car you drive.
I don't want people looking me up. That's the thing.
I'm going to put a note in there that says 1 of 400 made.
I don't know. I'm a kind of a private person, and I don't really care to be bothered too awful much.
Oh, they're not going to bother you. It'll probably just mostly be telemarketers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't need that shit.
Yeah, it'll be fine. You get them anyway, right?
No, I don't. I don't get any of that stuff.
Oh. Better prepare for that.
Really? I don't want my name in there.
Oh, well, it's too late now.
If I tell you I don't want my name in there, you can't put my name in there.
Oh, yes, I can, because this is a privately owned phone book. And I'm going to give you a free copy of the entire book. I'll leave it on your windshield, under your windshield wiper. Hopefully it's not too thick and it doesn't bend the windshield wiper.
Yeah. Alright, I guess.
Okay. Well, thank you for finally agreeing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm sort of getting shitty with you. You know, I don't want to do that. I mean, I don't want to be like that. But, yeah, I don't know. I asked Wiley, not to put my name in something.
Yeah, but, you know, I go around leaving notes on cars that's just a complete lie. So it's not like I'm going to be reasonable.
Where are you from?
I'm here in town. I'm trying to do the entire city. Yep. All right. Well, I got to go. I have other people to call back and confirm their information to put in my phone directory.
Good luck to you.
Thanks. Bye. Yeah. Hey everyone, this is the Snowplow Show. I'm your host Arby, and I don't know what's today, September 12th, 2017. And today our sponsor is King Richard. Thanks, King Richard, for being a supporter over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Today's intro song, it was by someone named Henrik, and it was called Toward the Gates of Roy. And he sent me an email. He says, I heard about a new kind of teenage music called electrical techno, so I tied the two toasters together and musically modulated the toasting frequency into a remix of the classic Cactus intro. Wow, that was hard to say. I call it Toward the Gates of Roy. So thank you, Henrik, for that amazing new intro song. I'm sure I'll use that every once in a while as an intro song. Unfortunately, that meant I couldn't play Liz Darwin's Ding Timber song for today's intro. That's all Henrik's fault. I mean, partially Henrik's fault. It's mostly King Richard's fault. He's the sponsor of today's show. I'm sorry, Liz, for what Henrik and King Richard did to you. So this month, the entire month of Ding Timber, we're leaving notes on cars, and those notes are supposed to say something along the lines of, sorry I dinged your car, give me a call so we can exchange information. My phone number is 626-269-8976, and sign the note as Roy. And don't deviate from that script too much. Don't say anything wacky on your note. Don't try to be funny on the note, because that always causes people not to call us and not to leave messages, and just to handle things in a different way, which we don't like around here. So leave nice notes for people, and let us be the assholes. This year for Ding Timber, we're getting a bunch of people in the prank call community to share all of the numbers. Like today, on Laugh Track Matt's show, I'm pretty sure he does a show today. Usually he does on Tuesday if he doesn't do it on Monday. But on the Party Time show, I'm going to give some out to Laugh Track Matt today. And probably this Friday, I'll give some more to XYZ, and Carlito says he's going to do a show sometime this week. I don't know if I'm supposed to announce that or not. Sorry, Carlito, if I'm not. But he said he would try and do a bunch of Ding Timber numbers. So they're finally going to get used. There's a bunch of messages in there, a bunch of Ding messages, because you people have been leaving notes on cars all over the country. So thanks for that, everyone. So I need to talk to you all really quick before we get started here with the show about Nick Caesar's scary art page on Spreadshirt. He sells t-shirts on there, and I've been telling him he should put up PLA designs on there, and he finally did it. Like, he did a few months ago, but like recently he's done a shitload of them, and there's just all these amazing shirts. Like, I'm looking at the latest one, and it's a white shirt, and it says Sensei Doug's Order of the Snake Eyes, and it has a guy with snake eyes with an actual snake wrapped around him. It's kind of cool. I ordered one of his shirts last week. It was the one with the cactus DJs sitting there with microphones and headphones on. And holy shit, I haven't even seen this one yet. There's one with a car that's completely wrecked, like smashed with a bat. And next to it, there's a cactus holding up a car ding note with a bat in his hand. It says Happy Ding Timber. That's amazing. I have to get that one. And they're mixed in with all of his regular shirts, like his art that has nothing to do with PLA. But that's all right, because it's pretty awesome art. These shirts are amazing. There's like stuff from Laugh Track Matt's show in here. There's a sunshine shirt. There's a cactus sitting in front of a board game, and he's saying, I ain't playing games here. That's awesome. Here's a cactus doing the flip all the switches thing. And here's a really cool one. It's like a toy telephone with a beer hat on. I don't know how to explain it, but I think that one's for Laugh Track Matt's show, but it uses the PLA logo in it. Here's one with a cactus peeing on a doorknob. You guys need to go look at this. It's spreadshirt.com/scaryart. I think I have a link to that in the show notes, like in every show note. It's on the bottom of the show notes where I have all those links. But everybody needs to visit this page. It's spreadshirt.com/scaryart. That's Nick Caesar's t-shirt shop. He's done a ton of art for the PLA for all of our shows completely for free. And this is your way to pay Nick back. Buy a few PLA t-shirts from him. Oh shit, I gave you the wrong URL. I guess you have to have shop.spreadshirt.com. Oh wait, no, I know how it works. Scaryart.spreadshirt.com. Does that work? Yeah, that works. It forwards to the correct URL, the shop.spreadshirt.com. Wow, I am really confusing you guys. I'll have a link to this in the show notes, though, if you want to just take a look at the show notes on phonelosers.com. But this is some of the coolest PLA art we've ever seen before. All thanks to Nick Caesar, so go buy a few shirts from him, please. Oh look, there's one of me sitting in someone's lawn with dog shit in my hair and beer bottles laying around me, getting in the dog shit. That's the best.
I spend my life in pursuit of cool, which, like energy, can neither be created nor destroyed, only enjoyed. Sometimes I cannot be as one with cool, too busy with the grind. But when I shake loose, I home in on cool like a bird dog with my Motorola pager. It's how I stay connected with my very cool friends. So when my Motorola pager beeps or vibrates, I know that somewhere coolness is calling. Get a Motorola pager and know. Now, not knowing is not cool.
Motorola, what you never thought possible.
On yesterday's Hobosode, I did the very first three Cardane calls of the year that anyone's done, as far as I know. I don't think any of the other hosts have used any of the numbers yet, but I know they're going to this week. I'm sure of that. In fact, Laugh Track Matt, he's going to go on in about an hour, and I'm going to send him some Cardane numbers. And if he ends up getting through to any of them, I will put a link in the show notes to his show. You can usually find his shows over on Mixlr.com/prankcallnation. But yeah, there will be other shows this week with Cardane numbers happening on them, not including mine. I'm going to try and do a few Cardane numbers per show, I guess, a few brand new ones. And I'm going to start with the oldest ones, which are from last Tuesday. Basically, this ding timber is going just as well as every other ding timber, because I was always a week behind before.
Yes, hi. My name's Jay. I got a message that... a call a guy named Roy because you dinged my car. Please give me a call back. Number is 586-64. Thank you.
And I'm looking on my old list of ideas here. I actually put my list of carding ideas on Google Docs so that I could share it with the other prank call hosts. And there are 14 pages in this doc of ideas submitted by listeners. Like right now, I think I'm going to try this one sent to me by Ben, I think 2 years ago. He probably doesn't even remember sending this one in.
Hello?
Hello? Jay?
Who's this?
It's Roy. I left a note on your car last week.
Yeah, what's going on, bud?
Well, it's just about the antenna. Did you notice the antenna had like a nick in it?
Okay. So what exactly happened, sir?
Oh, well, I took... You know your antenna?
Yes.
Okay, I took your antenna off, and I took it over to the UPS store. And I made a 3D image. I scanned it and made an exact copy. But when I was trying to shut the 3D printer door, like, the antenna was too long, and I kept shutting it over and over on the...
broke it.
On the part sticking it. Well, I didn't break it. It still works, I think. Does your radio still work?
No, actually, I had problems with that. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, I saw the antenna kind of jacked up. I'm like, I looked around the car, and I'm like, you said you dinged my car, and I'm like, wait a minute. And then my antenna, I'm like, well, who the hell's playing with my antenna? So my only thing to you is if you want to just get me a replacement antenna.
Oh, no, I did. I did. That's what I did. I 3D printed your antenna, and then I kept yours, and I put the 3D printed one, you know, back in its place.
How do you put a 3D print? I'm not following.
You know, they have 3D printers. You can copy physical objects and recreate them on the printer over at the UPS store.
Okay, I know, but why would you play with my antenna? That was my biggest...
Yeah, I just wanted to make a copy of it. I just wanted
to... You just went up to my car randomly and took it off.
Well, not randomly. I picked yours specifically because I liked the antenna on that one, and I wanted to make a copy for my car.
Okay, well, here's my thing, sir. This car is a lease, and I'm about to trade it in within a couple, you know, probably a couple months or two, and I haven't had any issues.
White people problems, huh?
What's that?
Nothing. What were you saying?
White people problem? No, it's called I work for a living, sir.
Yeah, I know. You're just, I don't know, it sounds like you're complaining about your leased car and that you had to trade in. And
No. I'm turning it in pretty soon.
Oh.
I just want to make sure there's no issues is all I'm saying.
Oh, it's fine. I think it's fine. Like, they're not going to check the radio.
Okay. All right, well, I don't know. Do you mind if I call you back later on? Because I'm at work, sir.
Yeah, you can, but I probably just won't answer for a week. That's just kind of how I roll.
No, I can respect that, but...
antenna, though. I really like your antenna. I put the copy on my car, and it's working pretty good. My radio sounds better than ever.
I'm just kind of curious, sir. So you take the antenna off and make a 3D copy? What is it, spit out like a plastic...
Yeah, it does plastic, metal, everything. Over at the UPS store, you should go over there and take a look. You can take your car keys and throw it in there, and it'll scan them, and it'll make an exact copy of them.
I've never heard of that in my life. That's
crazy. Yeah. I was just borrowing your antenna.
Yeah, I'm not, I'm not being a smartass or anything. I'm just like perplexed, like I've never heard of it.
Sounds like you are, motherfucker.
Is this Pat?
Pat, no, this is Roy.
Why are you calling me a motherfucker? I don't know why you're fucking swearing at me, dude. I didn't swear at you.
It seemed like you were getting mouthy there. I don't know.
I'm not getting fucking mouthy. I'm just curious. You took an antenna off my car, and I have to turn the thing in. I just want to make sure everything's cool, dude.
No, everything's fine. Everything works just the way it used to.
Okay, well, yeah, I know, but you call me a motherfucker and insult me, dude. I mean, I'm not even insulting you.
Well,
I didn't touch your property. You touched mine.
It's just because you were being kind of a motherfucker at the time. That's the only reason I said it. It's just kind of a reflex.
Well, no, actually, sure, I'm at work, and I'm trying to work, dude. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, just a reflex. I can't help it.
Okay, that's fine. I'll get in touch with you in a week, and I appreciate you calling me back.
Why is it going to take a week? Like, what are you doing for a week?
Well, you said you won't answer the phone for a week, and I can't call you right back, sir.
I'm in a week's worth of calling, so you'd have to call me 7 different times, and then eventually I'll probably pick up.
Okay, that sounds terrific. And call you on this number right here?
Yeah, just call over and over, and eventually I'll probably pick up.
I appreciate your time and your honesty.
If I'm sober.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem, motherfucker.
All right, later on, asshole.
Fuck you. That was the weirdest thing. He just, I don't know. You'd think he'd be more upset about that. I took his antenna off his car without his permission. I almost think that one was a listener just fucking with me or something. But no, I don't think so. I think that was real. It was just weird.
Hi, is this Roy? This is Sean calling. You left a note on my car. So, give me a call back if you could, please. 586-61.
So that last guy, he might be calling over and over into the voicemail. And I know Carlito said he was going to hook up like a, you know, some sort of a thing, magical thing, where he could pick up the phone when they're calling in like I did last year. So maybe instead of deleting that one, I should have saved it in the address book. Been like, this guy is going to call back over and over. Let's give this Sean guy a call. Oh yeah, that idea, that was from Ben. He wanted me to say that I borrowed their license plate for a little while and 3D printed it. But I didn't listen to him, I said antenna instead. And what was up with that guy saying, oh yeah, I noticed the antenna, my radio doesn't sound good. That was a listener, wasn't it? Why else would he be saying that stuff?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Ah, Sean's not there.
Hi Roy, this is Diane. You left a note on my car last night that you backed into the front of my car.
Ah,
so I'm calling you back.
No.
If you could call me back.
I can't say I 3D printed. If you said I backed into their car. That's really specific.
Network until 3:15 today, and it's 810. Thank you. Bye.
Damn it, you guys. Just say, sorry I dinged your car. Please give me a call back. Here's my phone number. Roy. Or maybe she's just paraphrasing or something. Maybe that's what you actually wrote.
Miss Diane.
Oh, hey, Diane. This is Roy. I left a note on your car last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been away for a while. Sorry to take so long to get back to you.
That's all right. I was beginning to wonder if maybe it was a bad number.
Oh no, this is me. I took the side mirror off your car and took it over to the UPS store and 3D printed it. Cause you have the same type of car as me, so I needed a copy. Cause mine got knocked off in a wreck. So that's what happened.
You didn't back into the front of my car?
Well, no, I backed really close to the front of your car while I was taking the mirror off. I didn't actually touch your car with my car.
Oh, okay.
No, I took your mirror, the side mirror on the driver's side. I removed that and I took it over to the UPS store. And
then you put it back on?
Yeah, I put it back on better than ever. Actually, better than it was before because it was kind of loose. But, you know, I made a 3D copy of it. And, you know, I'm using that one on my car. So I appreciate you letting me borrow it.
Oh, sure. Well, you left a message that says I dinged your car.
Yeah, well, no, that's because, did you notice the mark on the mirror? Because I was putting it in the 3D printer and the printer, it wasn't quite big enough. So I kept slamming it down on the mirror. On the part that sticks out.
Oh, so, I didn't notice.
So it's just a little ding in there. You can barely notice it. It's on the underside. Nobody would look down there anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm sorry I dinged it when I was putting it into the 3D printer.
That's all right. I thought it was... there's somebody cracked my grill in the front. I thought maybe that was what you did. So
oh,
it must have been somebody else.
No, no, I meant that I backed really close to it.
Okay. Okay, well, thanks for calling me back.
Sure, no problem. Thanks for letting me copy your mirror. It's working great.
Okay.
Hopefully I didn't put the 3D printed one back on your car, and I kept the original, because I had them both sitting in the seat, and they look exactly the same. I'm pretty sure I gave you yours, though.
Okay, well, if I didn't notice any difference, so, and mine's pretty dirty.
Oh, yeah, it 3D printed the dirt, too. You know, it takes everything that's on there, and it 3D prints everything.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so I really couldn't tell. They looked exactly the same. Even that nick, that little ding that I kept putting in the part that sticks out, it even copied that. That's on both of them.
Hmm.
So you may have a copy of a mirror on your car, but it's okay. It's not like it's going to disappear or anything.
Okay. Thanks.
Sure. You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Especially if it's a new mirror, you're really welcome for that.
Well, yeah, it's a lease car, so I don't want too many different things on it.
Wow, everyone leases their cars these days.
Yeah, I do.
Yep. Okay, sorry. Yeah,
okay.
Just the last guy that I called about dinging his car, he leased his too.
You go around dinging cars?
Yeah, it's kind of a thing with me. for various reasons, you know, like yours, it was the mirror. Last guy was 3D printing his antenna.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I never even heard of it.
Yeah, yeah. Over at UPS, they have 3D printers. They can print just about anything.
Hmm. Okay. Well, thanks for calling me back.
Technology. You got to love it. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I kind of feel like I'm failing with these, because that was just weird. The one before was just weird. Nobody's really getting upset with me.
Hi, Roy. This is Michelle. You left a note saying you dinged my car. I appreciate the note. I appreciate the ding. And me and girlfriend is fine. And you enjoy your day. But I appreciate you telling me that you dinged my car. Thank you. Have a lovely day. Bye.
She appreciates the ding? That's what I'm going to say if anyone ever leaves me a note. I'm going to tell them how much I appreciate the ding. On yesterday's show, on the Hobosode, I did this idea. Oh, I guess you guys saw it probably because it's on the YouTube channel. The one where I said I couldn't bring my sugar glider into the store, so I had to leave it in his car. He got pretty pissed off. But yeah, that note's still in here. I guess I can delete that one. And right underneath it is the one where I have to bring up Jumanji a lot, which I think I'm just going to do from now on. I think I'm just going to bring up Jumanji as much as possible whenever I talk to anyone. Should I even call this lady back? I mean, she just appreciates the ding.
Hello. Please leave a message after...
And she's not picking up anyway, so I guess I'll just leave that one in there.
Hello, this is Rasan Ivy Roy. I got a note from you. Just wanted to connect with you, touch bases with you. You can reach me at 313-5...
All right. What do you say his name is?
Hello, this is Rasan Ivy.
Rasan, okay.
Hello.
Hi, Rasan. This is Roy. I left a note on your car last week.
Yes, yes. Hi, how are you, man?
Hey, not too bad. How are you doing today?
Good. I just wanted to, I didn't see a ding on the car. I just wanted to call and I was impressed with the integrity you showed, man. I just thought that was pretty tremendous.
That's me. Yeah, I was just, I took a razor blade and I scraped off a little bit of the paint, but it was like way down there on the bottom because I liked the color of your car and that's, we're going to color match it at Lowe's. That's what.
So you scraped it off to get the color?
Yeah. We're gonna paint the nursery that color.
Oh wow. Okay. So, well, yeah. I didn't even notice it.
Yeah. I scraped off like a 1-inch square. I tried just taking a picture of it with my cell phone, but then I kept dropping my cell phone on your hood over and over, so I didn't want to damage the hood. So I just scraped off some paint from down there by the grill, down on the very bottom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, yeah. I'll look at it. I'm sure it's nothing, but yeah. I just thought it was cool that you left a note, man. People don't do that anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's the kind of person I am. And, you know, I figured your car looked shitty anyway, so it wouldn't matter.
You say it again?
I was just saying, I figured your car looked shitty anyway, so it wouldn't really matter.
Yeah, I didn't even notice the dent, man. So.
Yeah, I mean, why would you? Your car looks super shitty.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, man. All right. Yep. Thanks for the return call.
Oh, no problem. I hope you have a good day.
All right. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye. What is with everyone? I should just delete that one.
Yeah. Snack time. Party time.
Oh, shit. Listen to that. Yeah. Laugh track Matt's on the air. And Zach's on the Party Time show. So I'm going to quit doing these car dings for a while, I guess. I mean, nobody's getting pissed anyway. What's the point? But I'm going to go over onto Laugh Track Matt's show. I'm going to give him a few of these car ding numbers. And we'll see how that turns out. So just stop listening to this show from now on. I'm just going to play a bunch of old shit now anyway. Turn this show off. Go listen to Party Time. Maybe some car dings will happen over there.
Stop calling.
If any car dings happen on Matt's show, maybe I'll paste them in right about here.
How did you put your dog in my car?
Yeah, I used a Slim Jim, you know? I just opened the back door. Just put it.
Okay, hold on one second. Which window did you Slim Jim in my car?
Back left. I was looking in. Like, I'm English, and I like to look at American cars while I'm here. And, like, I was looking in through the back.
You pulled into my driveway?
Yeah, like, just on the on the back window, though, I was looking in, and it looked like your seatbelt didn't work. So I just, like, opened the door with my Slim Jim and like, got in and tested out all the seatbelts in the car. And they all worked, but, like, when I got back out of the same door I got in, I noticed, like, a little, like up and down line mark.
That means that you're breaking into cars.
I don't want to break, though. I just want to, like, look and touch and smell and sort of take it all in.
Very odd behavior. Well, all right. If I need to get my car repaired, I want money to get my car repaired.
Yeah, you know, it's like money. It's just, it's got the queen's face on it.
I certainly have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I take a lot of drugs, you know, like, I did a bit of, you know, like, hotboxing, like, I smoked, like, 2 marijuanas when I was lying back there. It was real comfy and stuff. Like, maybe, do you want,
I'm glad you enjoyed my car, but, well, I'm sure you guys got good shit, so you sell that shit and bring me the money.
We'll speak to you next week. Next week.
Yeah. No, you will not speak to me next week.
Well, I can assure you we'll speak to you next week. I can assure you. But I'm blind.
What happened? How did you hit the car?
I'm blind. I'm blind and I was on a skateboard. And I bumped into the car.
Well, why'd you leave a note if that's the case? How'd you leave a note if you're blind?
I'm not retarded. I can draw letters. I think I, like, scratched the door.
Listen, are you playing any kind of games or?
No, what do you mean? I left the note and I'm returning your call because it's the right thing to do.
Okay, don't fucking call me. Don't worry about it. I got it fixed.
You got it fixed? Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Don't come near the car.
Well, I have to feel it to know where it is when I'm walking by.
Yeah, next time you feel it, I'll make sure I'll hurt your ass.
You're gonna hurt a blind person for feeling your car as he walks by?
No, if you hit the car one more time, I'm gonna fuck you up. I don't care.
I'm just gonna, like, right? Run my fingers.
I would gently. I would suggest you not to touch it, okay?
But how do I know when I'm walking forward?
It seems like you're fucking playing it. Don't fucking walk around my house.
I don't know where I am because I'm blind.
So that was just some clips from the Party Time show that happened. I've taken a 3-hour break listening to his show. It was pretty fun. And I sent in maybe 4 or 5 car ding numbers to him, and they called them all. I think maybe one didn't answer, and they got through to that happy lady, but I think they felt too bad because she was so nice and happy. You know, the one that kept saying, my girl's okay, or something like that. And that's all that matters. Whatever the hell that means. So go listen to the Party Time show. I don't know where to find that. I guess I'm prankcallnation.com. I'm looking on there right now. Yeah, there it is. Hey, look, I'm on there too. I'm on Prank Call Nation. So everybody go check out the latest Party Time show. It's going to be on prankcallnation.com probably in a couple of days or so. It'll be the September 12th, 2017 episode. I didn't play all of the carding stuff, obviously. I just played a few clips of some of the funnier things. I was just kind of hitting the record button whenever they were talking to carding people. I was doing it secretly and I didn't ask their permission. Sorry, Matt and Zax. So I think I'm done doing the brand new carding calls on this episode. I've got to leave some in there for other people this week. But yeah, maybe I should just do a few at the beginning of every episode. During Ding Timber, do a quick 3 or 4 cardings. And then fill up the rest of the show with a bunch of old shit. Like this one here from 2016. It's titled Hang Up the Phone. Let's see what this one's about.
Hey, Roy, you left a note on my car saying that you hit it.
And by the way, like, okay, so I'm looking through my old files, my old show files, and I have some insane number of hours of shows that I haven't cut out of the shows yet, like, you know, individual prank calls that I haven't isolated to put up on the YouTube or put in the PLA media pack. It's all just kind of stuck in purgatory here on my hard drive. In fact, it disappeared for a long time when my stuff got confiscated, but I've got it all back now, and I've got all of the Cardine calls in here from 2015 and 2016, and I put them all in one directory, and it's like 16 hours of audio that I have to sort through to chop out the individual calls, to put on YouTube and put in the media pack and everything else, and to play on shows this month. Because everybody likes to hear old stuff when they listen to the Snowplow Show. And I don't know if I'm going to get through that entire 16 hours. I mean, I'm down to 14 hours now. Or maybe even less, I forget. But I was hoping to get through all of those this month. So I could put them on the YouTube and play them on shows here.
My name is Tremaine. So you can give me a call back at any time on my cell phone. This is my cell phone number. Thank you. Bye.
He's really proud that it's his cell phone.
Hello.
Hi, Tremaine. This is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Not too bad.
I was just curious where you dinged it at. You said I couldn't tell.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Just hang up the phone.
What?
I said hang up the phone.
Hang up the phone for what?
Because I said so. Just hang it up. You better hang it up.
But you hit my car.
Well, I don't even care about the car. You know, just hang up the phone. Hang it up.
Whatever.
I'll hang it up for you if you don't hang it up.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, I know you're going to hang up. You're going to hang up. Cause
am
you know,
I?
Yeah, you are. You'd have to be an idiot to stay on the phone.
Is that right?
That's right, motherfucker. Mm. Hang up the phone.
That's fine. The police will have it.
The police will have what? Yeah, so that was the first one on this list of calls here that I've cut out of old shows. That one was from December 14th, 2016. And it looks like this next one is September 7th, 2016. I mean, Ding-timber 7th, 2016. Sorry.
Hello?
Hi, Tracy?
Yes?
It's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yes, thanks for leaving that.
Oh, no problem.
I couldn't find anything wrong with it.
Oh, it was in the trunk, so, kind of on the top part of the trunk when you open the top part of the trunk up underneath.
Oh, okay.
Because I had the trunk open and...
On my car?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, okay. So the trunk... so did you bump it or...
No, I was pulling your spare tire out of the trunk. Because I had a flat, so I just had to borrow your spare tire just so I could get home. So I opened up your trunk and I got out your spare tire. But as I was pulling out your jack and the you know, the tool thing, whatever the hell that's called, I scratched that up against the top part of the trunk.
Oh, okay. So you took my tire and then scratched it.
Yeah, yep. But I brought the tire back. Actually, it's not when I was pulling the tire out. It's when I came back with your spare tire and put it back in there. That's when accidentally scratched it up. So I gave your tire back. I only put about 40 miles on it. That's all.
Okay. That is the strangest thing I've ever heard.
Is it?
Okay.
I had to get home. I'm not going to pay for a taxi, not in this town.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
How are you doing today? What is it? You're Tracy? Are you married?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Tracy, we got disconnected somehow. I was trying to ask if you're married or seeing anybody currently.
That is not your business. Please don't call my number again.
Well, I was just checking. I just wanted to find out. It's not a big deal. Damn, Tracy's kind of a bitch. Can you believe her? Won't even answer a simple question like, are you single?
Hello,
Herman. Herman?
Yes, hi, Roy.
Oh, hey, yes. How you doing?
Good, and you?
Oh, not too bad.
Well, thank you very much for your note. That I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So it wasn't in the parking lot on the Life Time Fitness, or where was that?
Yeah, that's the one. So did you see the scratch on that?
Okay.
Did you see the scratch I did?
It was in the front fender, right? On the right-hand side?
No, it was by the gas tank, because I opened up your gas tank, and I was siphoning gas out of your gas tank. And then when I finished, I accidentally scratched around the gas tank opening.
What?
Yep. Sorry about that. I needed gas to get home.
You're kidding, right?
No, I wouldn't kid about this. I'm a Christian. I just, after I siphoned all the gas out of your car, the siphoner, it's made out of metal, and when I pulled it out, it scraped all along the side of the inside of the gas door, and then I came on it.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that, because I haven't really paid attention to the car closely.
Yeah. Open up the gas tank, and I scratched the paint inside the gas door.
On the gas door? Oh, I haven't seen that, to be honest.
Oh, yep.
Because I was taking a look everywhere, but I didn't see that. So
you didn't look everywhere.
I'm sorry?
You didn't look everywhere, because it was in the gas tank door.
Oh, okay. And is that normally what you do? Just gas from other people's cars?
Yeah, I mostly took it from your car, but then I also took a little bit from the car next to it, because I drive an SUV, and those take a lot of gas.
Okay, well, as I mentioned earlier, I was surprised to see your notes, and I appreciate your honesty. Mm-hmm. And I hope everything gets better for you, so you can stop doing that.
Oh, no, I always do this, because it's just cheaper than buying gas, because gas is so expensive, especially in a big truck like this. It's like 40-gallon tank. And so, I just try not to ever buy gas. I just siphon it out of other people's cars.
Well, and how can you be a Christian and continue doing that?
Well, I think it's not a Christian thing to do not to let other people take your gas. So you're the one not being a Christian if you have a problem with me taking your gas.
Well, if you ask for it, I would be willing to give it to you. But taking something for a person not knowing, I think that's the not Christian part.
Well, you just said it would be okay if I would have asked, so it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, taking the gas, if you have asked, that would be okay, but you didn't ask. So that's the issue there.
Well, I figured. I mean, I don't know. Usually, I just don't tell people, and they don't even notice. I just take a few gallons out of each car and put them in my SUV, in my Hummer.
Okay. Well, this is a first for me. Looks like you've done this before, but
all the time.
Sorry,
all the time.
To hear that.
Yep. All the time.
Okay. Well, thanks again for your note. And
Then I got angry.
I wish
you didn't have very much gas in your car, so I got angry and I started kicking the side of your car with my high heels. Yep.
I didn't see anything.
Yeah, well, they were just high heels. I don't think they left very, you know, it was mostly just an anger thing. You know, I don't think that hurt the car. It's mostly just the siphoning machine. It scraped up the inside of your gas tank door.
Okay.
But anyway, so
that's okay. If that's going to be helping you to drive your car, that's okay with me.
Yeah, otherwise.
I think maybe you should ask people when you're doing that. And I hope you can reconsider doing that, because maybe that's not a very good Christian way of living.
Okay, well, as long as you're saying you would be okay with it, I can take some from your car again sometime.
No, I don't think so.
Oh no, you said you would say yes.
Thanks for asking.
But
maybe just one time.
Okay,
not in a regular basis.
I won't do your car again.
So I'm sorry.
I just I need gas money so I can get to the strip club.
Oh my god! I think you're in a talk radio or something. Is
what
a joke?
No, a talk radio. What? That's a weird thing to ask.
I thought you were just No, I this all sounds like a joke, so...
No, don't be crazy. Okay, well, anyway, thanks, and thank you for the free gas. That was like a good 7 gallons. Oh. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome, and I hope they last a long time, and I hope you reconsider doing this.
Okay, it'll last, several trips to the strip club. Should be fine.
Okay. Okay, and which one do you go?
Roy's, what's it called? No, it's not Roy's. I don't know. It's the big one over by the interstate.
You should probably go. I've never been there, but I've heard it's very good. The wine on Michigan, and Michigan Avenue. Oh boy, is that the Flying Club or something?
Don't tell me what to do.
Oh, you're just, it was a suggestion, man.
Just a suggestion. Okay, I'm sorry. No, it's okay. Yeah, maybe I'll try that one then.
Hey.
I'll drive over there with your gasoline that I stole out of your car.
Okay. Well, it was very interesting talking with you, Roy. And
you too.
This is a first. Thank you very much.
Yay.
Bye now.
All right. He hung up.
Yes, Roy. This is Larry calling. You left a note in my car. Said you accidentally dinged my car. You left your name and number. 9328. Thank you. Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, Larry?
This is Larry.
Oh, shit.
Hi, Larry.
It's,
how are you?
It's Sunshine. Holy crap.
Larry, I'm Sunshine. I'm Roy's wife, and I was going through his phone messages, and I heard that he was supposed to call you about, like, some ding in a car or something.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He said he dinged my car. This is Roy that said that, left his name and number. And I looked over my car, and I can't find anything.
Yeah.
So it must be pretty small.
Has to be pretty small, but...
Not that small.
I'm sorry. Roy's on the line. He just got here. But...
Can you tell me where it was at? I mean, I didn't really get in the sun and look at it, you know.
Well...
I didn't see any big dent or anything.
Can we, like, talk about the ding in a second? I wanted to ask you another question. So, I called a few moments ago, and, well, what got my attention was your voice is so hot. And when I called, I got your answering machine, and you said Larry and Marcia, and it's like, you know, Roy and I are both swingers, but we only swing on phone sex. And I was kind of wondering... With a guy, a voice as hot as yours, would you and your wife be interested in, like, some group phone sex with us?
No.
Oh, come on, Larry.
No.
Come on, Larry. Please, Larry.
No.
God, you are looking so hot tonight, Roy.
Not going to happen.
Oh, Larry, please.
Maybe put Marcia on and we'll talk to her about it.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love it when another girl's involved.
Please, and please don't call me back again.
Larry, please.
Bye.
Larry, listen.
Please, Larry.
Damn it, Larry. What a buzzkill. There's one last one on here I want to play. It's one that me and Jag TV did, apparently. And I didn't even remember this. I sent it to Jag TV. He didn't remember it either. So I'm pretty sure this didn't really happen, but I found a file, so maybe it did.
Hello, this is Roy.
Roy, this is Brian Bond. How are you, sir?
Hey, motherfucker. How you doing? You got that note that I left on your car?
Yes, I did. I was confused.
Awesome.
I was like, what is this note? But
yeah, no problem. It's not very funny. So yeah, I left that note. You need to get, what's your name again? Brant?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, you said I owe you about $200, so I'm going to give you a stupid name fee. So that would be about $200, so I say we're even.
Give me a what?
A stupid name fee for having a stupid, retarded name.
Oh, you think my name's stupid?
I think we're about even.
Okay. When could you get that money to me?
Well, no, you owe me $200 too, so... But mine comes with tax and a free BJ, so we're going to get that done. So I'm free whenever you are, motherfucker.
What? Hey,
Brant?
I don't know what you're talking about, buddy. Yeah.
All right, well, here's my grandpa. He's old. He's old man. Here he is. His name is Roy.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Roy?
Hey, pretty good.
Hey, man, what happened? How'd you hit my car, man?
Oh, well, it's my grandson, actually, Jag TV. He's kind of a new driver, you know.
Right.
And I don't know, just one thing led to another. He was drinking a little bit. And so what kind of damage did you find?
What's that?
What kind of damage did you find on there?
There's a little chip in the paint there.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I have news for
something
you.
I want to get what?
I have news for you, Brant.
Yeah.
My name is actually Roy Gerbel. I'm from Progressive Insurance, the fraud division, and you just got butt slammed. Oh, that was great with JAG TV sound effect there. Those were the good old days of 2016. Back when we were all young and carefree and not facing federal charges. I've got more of these to play, but I'll save them for next time, and hopefully I'm going to get some more of these edited, and I'll have even more to play and more to put on YouTube. But don't worry, it's over now. The part of the show you've all been waiting for, here's the voicemails.
Hey, Brad, it's Crimson's brother. I know, we sound very alike over the phone, but I was thinking to myself, you should definitely take your podcast and print calls over to Twitch. I think your calls are just cancerous enough to make it over there.
Wow.
And that's a compliment, okay? Dang. Things have to get pretty cancerous to actually make it on Twitch, but I think you're at that level, okay?
Okay.
I'll subscribe to you.
I'm going
to
do it.
Yeah. Have a good show.
Everyone go to twitch.tv/phonelosers. The only problem is last time I went live while I was playing prank calls in the background. Like, I don't know what happened, but somebody reported me or something. Maybe it was one of you guys just fucking with me. But I got a 24-hour ban on Twitch, and it said the reason was harassment. And I swear I wasn't harassing anyone. This is such bullshit.
It's Gloria.
Oh, hey, Gloria.
So I had this...
Sorry to yell bullshit at you.
I was actually on Facebook, and somebody had posted that they had called up a Target, and they were like, hey, you know, fucking Chupacabra's loose in the fucking aisle. So I was thinking, like, maybe you should call up and be like, hey, I'm in aisle 3. I just want to ask you, can we breastfeed in the store? And the guy would be like, why? And be like, well, there's a guy breastfeeding in the aisle. And I'm sorry, a guy? Yep, there's a guy who's, like, breastfeeding.
This is a really great pretend phone call
like,
you're doing, Gloria.
In the aisle. Or, oh my god, just call up and be like, hey, there's this lady here.
Why don't you do it?
She's breastfeeding.
You do it, Gloria.
But it's not a child.
I thought you had a prank show.
It's a chupacabra. Like, ooh, dude, you gotta do that. You gotta fucking do that.
Okay, Gloria.
Like, die laughing.
Right
anyway,
on top
I love
of that.
So much. I'm sorry I bugged you
Rose.
The other week ago. You and Sunshine are the light of my life, and I love you.
Thanks.
I fucking said that wrong. I love you guys so much. You guys are my parents.
It's okay.
Kisses.
I didn't notice.
Bye.
Gloria, I'm not sure what just happened, but that sure was a voicemail.
Hey, Brad, it's Lando.
Hey.
Just thought I'd let you know there's a show out there called Disjointed on Netflix.
Oh, shit.
And it's about
my God.
And her son that run a pot dispensary.
Yeah, that's the name of the show that I was trying to think of on the show the other day. The one that came up with the character called Tyquan Douglas.
And the lady's played by Kathy Bates. It's one of those laugh track comedy shows.
Yeah.
Anyway,
one of those.
Reason
things.
I'm calling you is because she has a neighborhood business or a neighbor business that's next door, and it's
get to it. Come on, get to the part where you tell me it's Tyquan Doug.
No place, and the guy's a bit of a douchebag, but he calls himself Tyquan Doug.
No.
And I thought maybe
no,
you could use
it's
that
Tyquan Douglas
instead of Sensei Doug sometime. Because Tyquan Doug has a certain ring to it, I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Anyway, if you got a minute, check it out on Netflix.
They stole it from me. I'm going to steal it back from them.
Disjointed. All right, bye, fuckboy. Love you, bye.
Yeah, it's actually not a completely terrible show. It's all right, I guess. It does have the laugh track. Nobody likes laugh tracks, come on.
Hey, Brad. So I was trying to buy the stickers off your store, and the site is broken.
No, it's not.
The link doesn't work.
That's crazy talk.
Camp address is non-existing.
Aww.
If you could fix that, I
would
love
to buy a
sticker. I mean, I'm trying to give you my money.
That's true.
Thanks.
I'm sorry.
Bye.
I snapped at you. But yeah, I'm sure there's broken links everywhere on my site. There always has been. If you want to buy stickers, though, the best place to go to is a website called Zazzle. Z-A-Z-Z-L-E. I'm going to go to it right now and make sure I have the right URL. Yep, I do. Zazzle.com/phone losers. You can get all kinds of PLA stickers there. There's Obey the Cactus stickers. There's Phone Show stickers. A lot of the old button designs, I turned those into stickers. So, I don't know, there's just everything. There's Snowplow Show stickers and a bunch of bumper stickers that you guys designed. There's a hat in there, like an embroidered hat. There's a light switch plate that says Cactus on it. So if you need stickers and a bunch of other useless PLA merchandise, it's zazzle.com/phonelosers. And if you're looking for t-shirts, that's phonelosers.spreadshirt.com. All these links are in the show notes on phonelosers.org, kind of down near the bottom of the post. There's links to all the store things. I'm kind of getting behind on voicemails again. I've been playing old ones. Let's play some brand new ones.
Hey, Snowplow Show. Time Ricky here. I was listening to an older Snowplow Show, and you had used the phrase, for reasons unexplained. And at the time, I thought maybe it had something to do with something. And then in the Hobo-sode, you had some George Harrison music in the background. And I'm thinking, for reasons unexplained, she loved the Monkey Man. Am I right about this?
Nope.
The Monkey Man?
Sorry. Okay. No idea what you're talking about. I really don't. I don't know what you're talking about. That's just an old George Harrison album I happened to like a long time ago, so I put that song into the Snowplow Show, the one that I released yesterday, which, by the way, has carding calls in it. Brand new carding calls that I did yesterday. Listen to Hobo-sodes on patreon.com/phonelosers. But I don't know what you're talking about with Monkey Man or anything like that. Sorry.
Hey, Brad. First time voicemailer. Actually hate the voicemail section, so I don't know why I'm calling.
Yeah.
But Dean Timber, have you ever thought about doing you know, somebody calls you, so you have to call them back, but when you call them back you act like you pocket dial them and you're doing something really personal, like either pissing or I don't know, something awkward.
That could be fun.
And so just kind of setting up the phone call for that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, I'm in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Love you.
Yeah, like,
bye.
I give a shit. God. Yeah, maybe I should tell Carlito to do that one, because I think he's going to have the phone line that he can answer on the carding phone line thingy. So maybe he could just pocket answer and do wacky things. Holy shit, you guys. I have so many Walmart photo things about
hey, Brad,
pictures being ready.
Hey, Brad, this is Matt the manager. Sorry I haven't called in a while. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha.
Anyway, wasn't it fun doing a live show?
Good
that
one.
Was fun for everybody. I think you should do more live shows.
Okay.
I wanted to, since you're not going to do Ding Timber, I thought we'd play another game and we'd play it with you.
Hey.
I want to
just because I'm playing old Ding Timber calls. That doesn't mean anything.
Two area codes, and I want to see if you can guess them. After your long, extensive history of prank calls, hopefully you can get them.
Okay.
These are two places I've lived, and I know you prank called one of them many times.
All right.
So you should be able to get it.
I feel like I should play game show music here.
Area code is 864.
South Carolina. Ding, ding,
did
ding,
you
ding.
Get it?
Yep, I did.
Do you know where that is?
I sure do.
Good. I knew you would.
I don't know what part of South Carolina.
Now,
but, you know,
one last one.
It's in there somewhere.
607.
It's up there in the north, northeast.
No, I didn't think you'd get that one.
Well, you didn't give me a chance
Maybe
to talk.
Maybe better like next time. Anyway, have a great day.
Okay. I think that's New York, though, isn't it? I know it's like one of the lesser known area codes in New York, but I know my area codes, people. I created an area code card game on phonelosers.org/area code. Or maybe it's area codes. I don't remember. It probably doesn't even work anymore. Oh, wait. No, there it is. I don't know why. I just decided to check, and there it is. I'm going to play real quick. Oh, look. It's broken. The area codes don't show up anymore. That's great. Oh, yeah. It's completely broken. Probably the PHP got moved around at some point. Like the file paths, I mean. Oh, well. It used to be a cool thing. On phonelosers.org, but just like everything else on that site, it's broken now. You can see what the game's supposed to look like on phonelosers.org/area code.
Hey, Brad, it's Crazy Calvin.
Hey, Crazy Calvin. I heard you on Laugh Track Matt's show today.
The Highway Scrap Metal episode, and I noticed that when you played my voicemail, you didn't give me my echo. So here's your chance to...
There you go. Hope you enjoyed that. I'm sure everyone enjoyed that.
Yeah, I've some pictures here I thought you might want to pick up. Thank you.
I just saw that in the voicemail. They don't identify themselves as Walmart or anything. It's just like she's calling a friend. Like, hey, man, come get your pictures. They're at my
house.
Hello,
Sir Bradley. This is Jim calling from Missouri.
Hey, Jim.
I was calling about that Hold music you're listening to. I don't know if you figured that out yet.
Yeah, everybody's told me who it is.
I don't even know if that dramatic part is part of the song, but I know once the guy starts singing, that's Neil Diamond coming to America.
Yeah, somebody posted it in the Discord channel, and I listened to the entire thing, and it included the dramatic beginning part. The orchestra, whatever.
But, like I said, I don't know if that dramatic part was part of that or not. But hope that helps. Talk to you later. Bye.
Apparently.
Oh my god. Fucking Roy the retarded boy. This is Robert M. Hey. Called before. Didn't realize Robert M is short for Bob Murphy.
Dun, dun, dun.
Call him right now. Well, actually, forgot why I called.
That's great.
Fuck it. Have a good night.
Typical long listener.
Fuck boy.
The Google transcription says, have a good night, long football. That's what it says.
Hey, Brad. This is New Orleans.
Hello.
Just wanted to say that you're new. You're new.
You're new.
You're new.
You're new. What the hell? What are you talking about?
Intro song. Is really good.
Oh, but okay. Actually, holy shit.
I have one of my own that I think you should probably play on the show. And this is
what?
How it goes. And let me send you a better version than I can.
Okay, do it. Do it.
Snowplow show. Snowplow show.
Yeah, this is great.
Roy. Well, what? Roy. Well, okay, but
I'm going to put this on the intro today. Totally.
Okay.
Gonna happen. All right, thanks for the voicemail. I always appreciate every voicemail, even that one.
Hey, Brad. I was just thinking, it would be really awesome if you would just make a list of all your background music that you use in your shows.
I should do that.
You know, then no one would have to call in and ask. What
yeah, or we should start like a Reddit thread or something,
when
people can add to it. When I start using different new songs, like that'll
I
ever
think
happen
it would
again.
Basically, end world hunger. So yeah, bye.
Probably, yeah, you're right. Or the Wikipedia, phonelosers.com/wiki. There's probably already a page for that for the show music.
This is the Frank and Tony show. Calling to leave a message
for
RBCP.
That was weird.
How you doing tonight, RB?
Hey.
We just,
Frank.
We love you, and every time we look in your window at night, you turn us on.
Aw, that's sweet.
I really love whenever you drink soda and eat popcorn.
That's my favorite thing
especially
to do.
Especially in your underwear.
Okay.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
Keep up the good work.
I will.
Yeah, bye.
That was strange.
Hey, Brad. It's some dude just calling to say hey.
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 All right, hey. Thanks for the voicemail.
What? All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
So long, fuck boy.
Nope, not doing it. We ended that. Nobody can have it anymore.
Well, it almost happened. But...
Hey, Corbin guy.
You know that feeling when you have something incredibly awesome to say?
What are we talking about?
And then the phone rings a lot, and then you sit and you listen.
Corbin, I'm not going to play this entire 3 minutes. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen.
And the bullshit, blah, blah, blah.
You got 20 more seconds.
And then it just kind of like erases your brain.
Maybe less.
Beep. You don't have anything cool to say. And then you're leaving a message like
right.
I am right now.
Thanks for the message.
Full of self-doubt.
Corbin guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to increase your self-doubt by just hitting the delete button right now. Neener, neener.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Last message. I know you got like 6 of them back.
Yeah,
back
yeah. I didn't listen to them. So there's this thing about the voicemail. If you leave me like a billion messages in a row, I usually just pick the shortest one and I delete the rest. I don't listen to them all. Well, okay, I skimmed through a couple of them, but, you know, come on.
I
flood my voicemail.
Hello, 6 messages back. But hopefully it is the 6 messages, and I think one of them.
So you just called to leave a message about how many messages you're leaving?
But I don't know. I can't read your messages. Like, anyways, getting down to the nitty gritty. PLA coin. I definitely want one, but the problem is I move around so much.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
I'm gonna get myself a PO box.
Seems like something you should email me about.
So,
all right, bye, Greg. And I sent you one already. You said you didn't get it because you moved too much.
Hey, Falcon, it's Roy.
I mean, wait, fuck, I did that backwards. Hey, Roy, this is T-Falcon.
T-Falcon always fucks everything up.
I had a great idea for dogs, for, like, pet stores.
Okay.
When you call and ask to speak with a dog,
yep.
You should say, like, a bunch of, like, trigger words, like, ask the dog if it wants to go on a walk, and hopefully the dog will start freaking out.
Yeah.
And yeah. When the groomer
starts sending kill commands, phone,
you should say
attack, attack.
So I'll be like,
sicker,
what did
sicker.
You say to this dog,
and kill,
kill. Like, oh, we just told that motherfucker that we're on to him. Now we know he's a Russian spy, or is wanted from war crimes, or is a registered pedophile, or something hilarious.
That's what
like
I should
that.
Do. I should start giving like secret spy messages to the dogs at Petco.
That'd be great. Anyway.
That's what
so
I'll
long.
Do.
So long, fuckboy.
Nope, bye. No echo for anyone. Let's play the last voicemail.
Brad.
Or the last voicemail I'm willing to play. There's quite a few more in here still. But I'll get to them on the next show this
first
week.
Time, long, yeah, whatever.
Yep.
This is Lobster Pants.
Okay.
I've been listening to your shit and watching your clips so long.
How long was it?
I don't remember this website, Zug.com, with this guy, John Hargrave.
I remember
really
that site.
Who is now...
dead?
Doing SEO, which is horrible.
What?
Anyway.
Aw, that's sad.
But you keep talking about this fucking movie.
I got interviewed for that site. I was on Zug. I don't know if I was on the main page, but like I was on one of their blog things, I think.
I probably got around to watching it.
I probably just imagined it all. Never mind.
I just want to point out the tagline of this film is, it seems like the perfect house. He seems like...
Oh, he's talking... I guess we missed it because I was talking over him. But he's talking about the movie Pacific Heights. The one where Michael Keaton moves in and just fucks up their lives.
Who cares? It's
hilarious.
Roger Ebert called the film a horror film for yuppies, which is pretty... It's pretty apt.
Yeah.
But I just want to say I'm a little disappointed because unlike your apartment calls, this movie is not... funny.
Well, it's not a comedy.
I can
it's
see
a
you get a lot of
thriller.
Like the breeding of roaches.
I mean, I thought it was funny. Every time Drake got the shit beat out of him, I was just like laughing.
And even like the one scene he drops the fucking jar.
Or when he opens the door and then Greg's standing there with his goggles on. He's just like, I'm Greg. And like slams the door on him or something.
Roaches and explodes in the guy's face. It's pretty good. It's like the Jorah Ticks thing.
Yep.
And, you know, there are funny moments when, you know, the girlfriend has a miscarriage.
Oh, yeah.
When the guy gets shot.
LOL. I loved when he got shot, because he's such an idiot. Drake deserved to get shot.
It's just kind of weird that they would bother to tear up the apartment. Couldn't they just make a whole bunch of noise and play live music and
yeah.
stuff? What was the actual purpose that served for those guys to...
Look, don't question Greg's motives. Greg is an artist.
Tear the shit out of the apartment.
He used all of the wood from all the shit they tore up in the apartment to build a nice little model house.
But anyway, I want to thank you for wasting my time by suggesting this movie.
Anytime.
And bringing it up over and over again.
Thanks for recapping the entire thing for me. I'm sure all the listeners enjoyed that. So I guess that's our show for today. It's always good to end a show with a recap of the movie Pacific Heights. I should end every show like that. Thank you, King Richard, for sponsoring the show today. If you'd like to be a sponsor of a show or just support the show and get extra shows every week in the form of mini episodes called Hobosodes, then you should go sign up at patreon.com/phonelosers. You usually get at least one extra show every week, and every once in a while there's some video on there that nobody else can see, or at least it's delayed or whatever. And what else? I don't know. What are the other perks? There probably aren't any, or if there are, I forget. Hey, you know what? I've been kind of neglecting all of the brand new Patreon people. Like, quite a few new people signed up, such as David J. and John F. and Roman R. Damn it, these are hard to say without doing the last names. There's a George S., there's Big Bird. Sorry, Big Bird, to give out your last name. It sounded weird if I just said Big. And there's Nagler. Oh, and Chili Bomber. Oh my god, that sounds like a threat. He just signed up for $2 a month, so I think he's trying to send some sort of a message to me. Like, watch your back, motherfucker. Thanks for that, Chili Bomber. But it's been months since I even downloaded all of the new contributors, you know, the sponsor names. from the Patreon. I have to do that manually every month, and I was like 3 months behind. I just did it the other day. So I just want to say a quick thanks to these people. I'm just going to read all of August and go ahead and delete it. And then for the rest of the sponsors during Ding Timber, I'll just use the Ding Timber sponsors, or I guess the previous month. But thank you, Pagan and Trevor M, FOD87, El Diablo, Derek J, Jamie F, Scott, Lion 4. Wait, no, shit, I don't know my Roman numerals. It's Lion 9. And there's Nikish, there's Lisa Marie, James S4, Andrew, Don Farquimi, Fun Society Arcade, Kuraz, Brandon M, Rhapsody Man 2000, King Eckbert, Luck Light, Rob Zombie Stark, High School Graduate, Daddy News, Matt Z, The Real Crazy Kraz, Robert S, Jason B, Preston S, King Richard, Brown Magic, wait, no, not King Richard, King Richard, he's the sponsor of today's show, so no, he doesn't get this. Strike that from the record. But also Gobi, CNC Wizard, Teen Wolf Jesus, Sean L, Miguel F, Worsty, Toiny Toiny, Ty A, Buster C, Richard K, Christopher, Julian J, William K, Todd L, Randall Thor, and Philip B. I really need to figure out a new way to do this, or just do that on the end of every show, because I'm, like, the oldest one is October of 2016, of, like, all these names that I didn't get to read as sponsors. You know, if you're sponsoring a show, I try to do it at least once every 2 or 3 months. But sometimes I just kind of get really behind on all of these. So all of these people have been sponsors at some point. It's just, you know, it's like a monthly thing, if I'm making any sense. Anyway, thanks everyone for supporting the show. Thanks for listening. Tell all your friends and stuff. And hopefully I'll be back later this week for some more carding calls. You know, pre-recorded carding calls. I'm not going to do new carding calls. That's crazy. Why would I do that? See, did you drive a car today to work? Do you drive a car? What time are you off work today? Nancy? This is John from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. And I need a ride. And I need a ride. No, I am. I'm from the corporate office with 7-Eleven, and I need to borrow your car. Did you drive a car today? Do you have a car there? And I need to borrow your car. I want you to have the keys out and ready when I get there, because I don't have all day. I'm not going to just sit around and talk to you about it. I'm from the 7-Eleven corporate office, and I need to borrow your car. Nancy? I'm your boss. Just a minute, and I'm going to get the keys from you. You don't have a choice. Nancy? You need to stop lying to the corporate office. I'm your boss. I just need to go over to the bowling alley. Nancy? It's only going to be for like 20 minutes. I'm not taking your car. I'm just going to borrow it. I'm just borrowing it. No, I am. I'm from the corporate office with 7-Eleven, and I need to borrow your car. Did you drive a car today? Do you have a car there? And I need to borrow your car. I want you to have the keys out and ready when I get there, because I don't have all day. I'm not going to just sit around and talk to you about it. I'm from the 7-Eleven corporate office, and I need to borrow your car.
Oh, yeah, you're a real winner there, don't you, buddy?